Hey, I'm Mackenzie.
And I'm Shelby.
And we love talking all things marketing, business, and life, but most of all, how to turn your ideas into strategy.
We work at Bing Bang, a small marketing company that pushes brands forward to grow their business.
On the Bing Bang Download, we're going to be delivering our best marketing advice with a mixture of inspiration, wittiness, and a creative kick in the ass.
Think of this as meeting your favorite marketing gals at happy hour to have raw conversations, share honest perspectives, and most importantly, learn key takeaways to empower you to create a plan and a brand to grow your business.
Shelby, are you ready to get this party started?
Let's do it, Mackenzie. This is the Bing Bang, Bang Download.
You're looking good in the glasses today.
Thanks. I think they really compliment. It's like kind of a juxtaposition between like the glasses, like really smart, and then my Uggs. If
you can see. Really warm.
Yeah. But yeah. Like not as like professional as like the glasses might appear.
That's like okay.
Professional on top, casual on bottom.
Yeah, like a reverse mullet. Yeah. You saw me walk into a client meeting with my Uggs on last week, maintain eye contact, take them off, and then put my meeting shoes on. And I did a poll on my own Instagram that said, was that psychopath behavior, or was that a power move? And
it's a power move.
Yeah, but it's like a psychotic power move. I think you can blame
me. I own this room.
Yeah, but I didn't make anyone look at my feet.
No.
I did it under the desk.
Because you don't wear socks with your Uggs.
Because I don't wear socks with my Uggs, unlike you.
I wear socks with my Uggs.
I think if we had an Ugg representative present, they would say, you don't need to. You need to give your feet the experience they deserve,
which is
the foot on the fur.
Foot on the fur.
Exactly.
On the fur.
Exactly. Yeah.
I was inspired by you. That's why I wore the Uggs today.
Thank you.
I'm like, she can be a power boss. You know, hated that I called you a power boss.
It's not like boss girl or something.
Yeah,
Wait,
don't like
that. What do
they
call it? Boss babe?
Yeah. Mm. Not my vocab.
No, mine either. You don't have a coffee mug that says boss babe on it?
Hell no.
I'll have to go to TJ Maxx and get you one.
And like that font.
Oh,
it's like that
I
one
can
brand.
Picture it. The Pinterest boss mom babe. Font.
Yeah. Mm. Do you have any of those mugs like, best mom?
I have one that says Mama Bear on it, and I do like it. It's big, and it holds a lot of coffee.
Do hold a lot of coffee. That is a perk.
One says, like, Mom of the Kiddom instead of King. No, Queen of the – something like that.
Queen.
Something about Kingdom, but there's a pun in there about Kiddom, and I like that one, too.
That one's good.
Tired as a Mother.
Oh, yeah. See,
like
that's
that
funny.
One. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
funny of them.
Yeah. It's topical because my baby is here right now, and I can see her.
You can see those cheeks from anywhere.
Yeah, you can. She's weighing in at 19 pounds these days.
And a third of it's in her cheeks.
Hoss. Yeah. Yeah, she would like ice cream, which speaking of.
Okay. We need to talk about this.
Yeah.
So I recently saw that, Van Leeuwen? How would you pronounce that? Leeuwen? Van Leeuwen. Anyway, they just recently came out with Hidden Valley Ranch ice cream. And when I first saw this, I'm a ranch lover. I put it on.
I feel like you can't live here and not.
Right. Who are you looking at?
Anybody. Anyone that's going to come at me with that.
Yeah, I like it on my pizza. Just not sure how, as a consumer, I feel about it.
Now, I do have to stop you because you did order ranch with your pizza the other day. I'm not a ranch with pizza type
of guy. You don't do ranch with pizza?
No, I think that's like almost too much. But
oh, I have to. I like won't eat it until I get a side of ranch.
Shelby. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
But anyway, I wanted to talk about this because – as a marketer, I get it. It makes sense. Like, you're getting your brand out there. People are like, what the heck? Ranch and ice cream? But as a consumer, we have to have a line somewhere.
I know, but there's also, like, there's consumers out there. There's people out there that are going to try anything. So the jelly beans, the candy corn. If a ranch dressing flavored ice cream comes out there, you know there's a certain group of people who are going to be first in line to try it.
But that's where the marketing comes in because they're like,
exactly.
They sit down on their TikTok or their YouTube. We're trying Hidden Valley Ranch mm-hmm. ice cream mm-hmm. presented to you by Van Leeuwen.
Well, they did it because March 10th is National Ranch Day. Did you know that?
No.
So we just missed National Ranch Day.
Was that on Thursday? I did celebrate.
It was on Friday.
Friday.
Yeah.
I didn't celebrate.
Yeah. And
damn it.
It is noted that it is garlic powder forward. With the flavoring, like the garlic powder.
Oh, yeah.
Forward, but also sweet. That's how it's described. disgusting.
No, 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 no. So they also came out with the Kraft mac and cheese one too. And yeah. I'm just like, get the cheddar cheese out of the delicious dairy. Like, you just don't. Well, that's kind of counterintuitive because cheese is dairy.
True. You know, what's like the great American staple? Apple pie with a piece of cheddar cheese on top. Do you know that?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so weird. See, there's room for like carrot cake. Who would have thought carrots would have belonged in cake? Zucchini bread?
Delicious.
No one knows unless they try. But something about the ranch and the ice cream, I just can't get on board with.
I also did Grey Poupon ice cream, which sounds way worse to me.
They're so...
It's disgusting. But you're right. It is marketing. It's all a marketing. So it's a disruptor of the social media feed. That's all it is.
And now we're on our podcast talking
about
it.
But I can't believe that they dumped resource and money of their own money and resources into creating something so crazy. But they're making a market out of it. They're getting a lot of eyeballs on it. So
like, imagine the people that were like the taste testers and they're like, here, like how many different versions of this ranch, nasty ranch ice cream they probably had to try.
Yeah. It's not ranchy enough.
Until they're like,
raunchy.
That's the one.
Yuck. Disgusting.
I can't. It's not being authentic to what ice cream is.
You're right. It's not. No.
So I wanted to use that segue and to talk about authenticity a little bit.
Let's talk about it.
Because it is a major word here at Bing Bing for us.
It's a core value.
It's a core value. And I think so many times we can get caught up in it and kind of lose it because we want to put on this persona, or not persona, I guess. Like, you want to appear a certain way, right? Mm-hmm. And in marketing, it's just not always 100% authentic. And like, we are the first to admit that not everything is always like...
None of this is real.
This is filtered.
Unfortunately for you, it is.
It's uncut. People can put out this image of themselves online and they don't ever see like the ups and downs or the journey that goes behind it, right? Mm-hmm. So I wanted to go on and talk about this today because I have been struggling with that even in this podcast. Like, I'll be open and vulnerable about it. I get so caught up in wanting to say the right thing and making sure everything's the right way that I don't come off authentically myself. So I wanted to put that out there as an inspirational message.
That's interesting. Yeah. Yeah. I think you do a great job, by the way, on this podcast, but I do understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because you know that you have a certain amount of bullet points and you want to make sure you hit them. And so if you're constantly thinking about hitting the bullet points, you're not thinking about how it can be the best Shelby. I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
So I just wanted to show that we're all learning, we're all growing, and we're all on this journey together of becoming the best marketers and people we can be.
That's right. We are. That's right. Let's push into, and authenticity is huge on today's topic, which is recruitment.
100%.
Absolutely. We do not want any baiting and switching happening when we're talking about the world of recruitment.
Especially now, because the struggle is real with recruitment. Like, we have so many clients, and you're going to touch on this in your max stat, but so many clients that are coming to us right now specifically wanting recruitment tactics and strategies to get potential employees into their business. Yes. So can you tell us why recruitment is such a hot topic right now and why so many people are wanting it?
Recruitment, unemployment, employment, all the things. So we know in 2020, something very bad happened. Who shall go unnamed, hit the United States, hit the entire world, and unemployment was at an all-time high. I think it was like 14.7%. Mm-hmm. And now we're sitting at about 3.6%. So we've come a long way since 2020. So right now, there's a lot of reasons why you need to be upping your recruitment efforts. After the pandemic and people had their jobs, they, as we know, were really looking inward. And they were like, I think I'm going to go start that goat farm I always wanted to start. So we had this thing called the Great Resignation. A lot of people just quit their jobs and went to do some of their passion projects. Well, now some of those people are coming back. They are trying to find their way professionally, kind of where they were. But unemployment's fairly low. And so that means there's a lot less qualified people out there to fill the jobs that maybe you have open.
Yeah.
So everybody is looking for good talent right now.
Yeah.
Everybody. I mean, we are doing a lot of recruitment efforts for law enforcement to healthcare, which we know why the healthcare is down. I mean, there are so many factors, I feel like, in 2023 that have just all culminated into this kind of a mess for recruitment. Mm-hmm. So this is the time that you really need to rise above your competition and make sure if you are looking for these qualified people that exist, that pool is so small. So you have really got to be doing a great job in differentiating yourself.
Right.
So it's just kind of it's a mess.
It's a mess. It's a complicated mess. But that's why we want to give you our four strategies and tactics today to have a better recruitment campaign in your business. Yes. So starting with our first one.
Yes.
It's putting together a digital campaign.
Digital campaign. And these are in no particular order. And this will make sense at the end when we're done talking about all of them. But yes, a digital campaign.
Yeah. So the idea behind the digital campaign is to look for the people you want instead of waiting for those people to come to you.
Yep.
Will you tell us what types of digital campaigns we can run for
Absolutely.
People?
Absolutely. Yep. So right now, the people that are looking for a job like yours, they are in the search phase. So you want to hit them in the search phase. So I would recommend at that point doing a search engine marketing or an SEM campaign. So you're compiling all these keywords that would match what someone is looking for. So if someone is saying marketing job in Waukee, Iowa, if we have our keyword set up for our digital campaign or SEM campaign, then they would find us and then they would, you know, we would connect at that point.
Right.
So you're going to pay some money. You're going to pay for the keywords. You're going to pay for the area. But if you have that pretty tight and you know the type of person you want to be searching for you, you can create a very effective campaign through SEM.
Right.
Now let's flip flop that. If you want to be looking for them and you again have this set criteria for who you want, oh my gosh, there's all kinds of things that you can do. You can do pre-roll using data sets, display, and we all know the display ads.
Yeah.
You see a pair of shoes and then it follows you around on the internet for the next 30 to 60 days. And I am a sucker. I'm buying the shoes.
Every time.
Every single time.
I appreciate that my phone knows what I want to see.
I know, I do too.
My wallet doesn't.
It's a double-edged sword. It's a double-edged sword.
It is.
But using those data sets, you can create the perfect employee, the perfect person to fit that criteria and serve the ads, you know, with your key messaging, everything about your company, whatever you want up to them. And then that allows you to be a little bit picky because you know that that's not just going to be a blanket campaign to hit everybody.
Yeah.
It's going to hit those certain people and then hopefully bring you back to your website, which I know we will get to.
Yeah. It's just a more qualified lead at that point.
It's a more qualified lead. Exactly. Go ahead.
I was going to say types of content you can put in a digital campaign. We do, like you said, pre-roll. So we'll do like 15-second videos, graphics are great
with your
too.
Key messaging. Yeah.
And then moving graphics.
Now hiring.
Yep.
Learn more. Join our team. I would put something in there that's very specific to you and what you do. So, you know, there are so many ads right now and there's so much content that we are ingesting and digesting every day. Make sure that that is catchy. It's beautiful. It's, yes, there's movement behind it. Something, again, that differentiates you from your competitor that's really trying to poach the same type of person you are.
I even like to literally call out like who you're looking for. So like us, we would do call all marketing strategists or calling all content creators, like literally calling them out. So they read it and they're like, oh, they're talking to me.
Yes.
I like you identifying who you want to talk to too.
And yes,
I like that.
And I like being very straightforward in that messaging too. Mm-hmm. As marketers, and we've talked about this on a couple episodes ago, we like to use fluff in our writing. We like to, you know, just have fun with the copy. Mm-hmm. So rather than saying hiring all big vision storytelling gurus, no, we want a marketing strategist because someone could say like, what the hell does that even mean? That doesn't apply to me.
Right.
I'm not going to click on the ad, but if it's straightforward and exactly their title or, you know, something in the realm of that, you're going to have more success.
Yeah.
So that's a great thing.
And the whole copy to piggyback off that behind that too. So it's calling all marketing strategists. Here's what you're going to do and the benefits we're going to provide for you. Apply today. Like especially with employee recruitment and stuff, like just get to the point of what you're trying to get them to do.
Don't don't leave room for any of that hesitation because they'll move on. Yeah. And if they don't engage or they don't hover long enough, they won't ever see that ad again.
Right.
So.
And then that kind of moves into number two.
Well, which... I'm going to do one more.
Oh,
I'm going to do one more. And this one feels dirty. I'm looking at the camera. This one feels dirty, but it's very effective.
Yeah.
So if you're not having luck finding them through the SEM or not having any luck finding you, you're not having any luck finding them on the data sets. There's this other one. And it's called geofencing.
Oh, that dirty bastard.
I know, but guess what? It works. If you have some competitors and you know that there aren't just warm bodies out there, but there are qualified people with the job that you want, and say, you know, you're trying to fill a bunch of seats, you're not just trying to fill one seat, you can geofence their location. You can, again, serve them up the ad. You can talk about compensation. You can talk about the benefits. You can talk about all the things that make you a little bit different from their current employer.
Yeah.
Serve them up those ads while they're at work. They check their phone. Oh,
I know. The good thing about that too is like you can even get more specific with your copy so it's not as vague and like broad and anyone who sees it like read away. But it's like more specific to the person you're trying to talk to, which is very effective. I'm a nicher though. Like I love... I'm niche where not everyone is.
And for people that don't know the magic of digital marketing... They're seeing that ad pop up and they're like, God heard my prayers last night. This is a true sign from heaven. And maybe it is a little divine intervention, but it's also digital marketing. But,
yeah.
You know, we play nice with the guy upstairs always. So
always,
that's always.
And that's where you have to like clearly define who you want to attract and what type of employee you want to have at your business. So you can set up those guidelines and targeted messages
exactly.
to them.
Exactly. Now roll us into...
Now we can move into number two. You did me dirty there.
I did.
I'm kidding. The second one is to add a careers page to your website. So we always view your website as your 24/7 marketer. Like it's up all the time. Go, go, go. So we like to have that opportunity up there for them. Even if you're not hiring right now, it helps keep you top of mind for when you actually are hiring and to show the opportunities there for your business.
Exactly. And I love having that landing page. I mean, obviously, if you're running a digital campaign, you have to send them somewhere.
Right.
So that's a great place to send them. Having all of that great information that you want out there, your core values, anything you want them to know. It's just a nice place to be able to align yourself with not only potential team members, but also anybody else that sees that. That's just such an important page to have.
Right.
To have so much really, really good information about your company.
And a thing too I wanted to add with this is like to make sure the message between it, let's say you do run a digital campaign, the message between the ad that you put money behind aligns with that page that you're sending
very
them
cohesive.
To. So it's cohesive. So they're not like, where am I and what am I doing here? So that messaging, that's like a tip.
Exactly.
Make sure that messaging is aligned so you don't lose any people.
Exactly. And taking it to the top of the show, make sure everything on that page is authentic too. And that's kind of what we're talking about, the bait and switch. You don't want what they see on the digital ad and then what they see on the landing page. And then say you are lucky enough to make that hire. Make sure that all is truly authentic to who you are as a company, because the last thing you want is to get them in here and be like, this is not what I signed up for.
Yeah.
This is absolutely not. I mean, they'll, you know, hopefully through the interview process and everything, they'll know, but you know, it's just a great something to think about as well.
And that's the importance too of having an up-to-date and easy to navigate website. So when you get those people that do find you like through an SEM or just organically, to learn more about you and your brand, it's all clean and they understand it and they can understand you in the process as well.
Definitely.
So moving right along to our third employee recruitment tactic, and that is employee testimonials.
Yes.
This is our tried and true.
It is. What better way are you going to get, again, a truly authentic recount of what's happening than by interviewing your current employees?
And this is, we discussed our whole strategy behind this in last week's or last episode. So if you haven't listened to that after this, go check that out. But this is where we like to record interviews with employees. Yeah. Now, we're not just talking on your iPhone, which if you do on your iPhone, like do what you gotta do, but like high quality, nice interviews with the employees that you have. So you have that long form piece of content and you can repurpose it in so many different ways with a digital recruitment campaign on social media, cutdowns, graphics. You freaking
name it.
You freaking name it. You can do anything. Yeah, exactly. Those little testimonial quotes on your social media. Just it. One interview will take you so far.
And they're able to promote the culture and benefits of your business. I find that the best part because it's one thing to like, Bing Bang's awesome. But like once you get
Why is Bing Bang awesome?
Once you get the people in it that are actually living it and a part of it, expressing to people that Bing Bang is awesome. And it is like, I'm not going to lie. It's pretty awesome. This is our employee testimonial right now.
It is. No, you're exactly right. So again, right. It's dog eat dog out there or on Modern Family, dog eat dog. Sorry.
I never watched Modern Family.
Oh, you need to. It's so good. It's just like feel good. Yeah, that's where you need to tap into those differentiators for you as a company. So ask your employees those tough questions. And then again, someone's out there and they're in between jobs and they go and they see a peer or someone that they can see themselves in giving a testimonial about mm-hmm. that place. And it's all positive. Feels good. They're like, okay, that helped me make up my mind by watching that testimonial video. I want to go here because of the things that they said in that video.
Yeah, I love that point. Like you're able to then see yourselves in their shoes. I never thought of it like that.
Yeah.
Okay, our last tactic is to create a brand video.
Brand video.
Love yourself a brand video.
I do.
They're so good and effective.
I want goosebumps or I want to laugh.
If you don't know what a brand video is, I highly suggest that you book a discovery call with us so Melanie can discuss it to you and how it'll work for your business. But in terms of employee recruitment, how it can work is much like the employee testimonials, right? But it's just an extended version of that, a more broad version of, so the potential employee can understand what it would be like to work at your business.
Yeah, exactly. It can touch on your history or where you're at now or your services, your products or where you're going or actually all of that brand videos do. It just takes a couple minutes and just sums up everything that you've got going on. And you're exactly right. You leave with a good understanding of what they're all about. And
you're able to, what was I going to say? You're able to, I had a thought.
Oh shit. Steamrolled you.
It's freaking Monday, man.
Is it Monday?
It's only Monday. It's only Tuesday.
I wish.
I'm sure it's Tuesday. But no, you're able to like add your personality to the brand video. So in that regard too, people are able to know, like, and trust you a little more. And it's more, it humanizes your brand rather than just be like, we're Bing Bang. We're a marketing company in Waukee. It's more like, we're able to add our wittiness.
Exactly. And it sets the stage. It sets the scene for everything else that we do. So, you know, you'll see things that you're like, oh, I saw that on social media and the brand video. It's creating that consistency that we were talking about earlier.
Yeah. And if you want to see some examples of brand videos, we have them up on our website at itsbingbang.com/work. That's work with an O, not an E. Nice.
Not an E.
So you can check them all out there. We have tons of examples of that for different companies and different industries. So just some ways to spark some creativity in your brain of how you can represent your brand.
Exactly. Exactly. And so, as we said, those were four tactics that we just covered for recruitment, not in any order. However, using all of this together, talk to us at Bing Bang to tell you how to do that is probably going to be your most effective. Sure, you can do a landing page that has your great information. Awesome. But, you know, you could record your testimonial video or your brand video, cut that up, create a landing page or create a digital campaign, send them back to your landing page, and then boom, damn, done.
Let it work for you.
Just let it work for you.
I love it. So we wanted to give a quick recap of the four tactics that we covered today. That was number one, in no particular order, create a digital campaign. Number two, set up a careers page on your website. Number three, capture employee testimonial videos. And number four, create a brand video to help show potential employees what it'd be like to work at your business.
Wonderful. This sounds great to me.
I think that sounds like a full wheel spinning in the right direction. You hear that?
Oh,
that kind of sounded like a flat tire.
Sounds like maybe you need to
go get my car
get checked.
Yeah, I can check that out.
You're going to want to get that checked out. Pop the hood. Just kidding. You don't have to pop the hood for your tires. I don't know. We are the wheels, as they say, are falling off.
Time has come.
Yeah, it sure has. It's come, it's passed, and you know, we are operating on one less hour of sleep than we were on the weekend. So
Did your kids get affected by that?
Yeah, they did. They sure did.
Happy sure Monday. Did.
Happy Monday. Well, we don't even want to say that. We don't even want to say this is Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, guys. It's Tuesday.
Happy Monday. Tuesday. Happy Tuesday. Monday. All right. I'll cut all this out. Thanks, guys. And we will see you next time. Actually, before you go, please continue to follow us. Tell your friends about us. Follow us on social media. Engage. We love talking to you on the socials.
Yeah, I do like talking to you on the socials.
I do too. It's fun.
Because I like to get to know you so we can make content that best serves you.
Yeah, and I love taking over our Instagram when Shelby
expects it.
She's like, did you post something, you brown noser?
No, I enjoy it.
Okay.
If I have ever set a boundary that you can't post it, it's gone.
Ooh, did you feel that? I did.
A weight lifted off your shoulders.
Feels good.
You're in the driver's seat now.
All right. Bye, guys.